Before we begin this episode, I want to give a huge shout out to our patrons over on patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. All of your donations help us keep this going. Special shout out to our BFFs, Christian Galindo, Evelyn Preciado, and Cassandra Tapia. Y'all are for real our BFFs. If you want to get like video episodes and bonus episodes and just overall support us, you can go to patreon.com/bitterbrownfems. The link will be in the description. And yeah, thank y'all for your support. Let's start the show. Hello, 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 everyone. I am one of your hosts, Ruben, coming to you from Portland, Oregon.
And this is Cassandra coming to you from El Paso, Texas.
And welcome to what we're gonna deem the season finale of season two of Bitter Brown Femmes. It's wild that we recorded at least 34 episodes with this one, plus a couple of bonus episodes. We basically did in 1 year what half of the overall episode recordings we had in the years prior. So yay to us, and yay to you guys for still listening to us.
Yes, I know. I can't believe it's been a year of consistent recordings for us.
It just took us
We
like,
deserve an award. We
yeah, for
deserve an
real.
award.
Where is our like, best? Well, to be fair, we have been recognized by certain things. Like we are consistently number 75 in podcasts about politics.
Yay.
And I don't know where we rank in the Latino sphere, the Latin internet, as they say anymore. But I feel like we're always in top 1,000. Just recently, actually, Spotify released their numbers for us. And we are a top 10 show for 912 fans.
Yay.
And we're a top five show for 671 fans, and we are the number one show for 247 people.
That's including
And me, honestly, because I'd be
me.
listening to our shit. I'd be laughing at my own shit, our own shit. And they st our top fans streamed us. 40% of the people who listen to us binge multiple episodes, and 35% of the people who listen to us listen on the first day. The top artists are the people
Shout out
who,
to y'all.
yeah, for real. The top artists are the people who listen to us. So, four out of three of these, like, okay. And number five, we need to talk about number five, but the top artists for the people who listen to us. Number one is Bad Bunny.
I was gonna say Bad Bunny. That is so that means the beaners are listening.
Yeah, they're tuning in. Number two, can you guess number two?
Are they Latino?
No.
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 Oh.
They're black.
Solange? No.
You wish.
Beyonce?
Beyonce.
I do
I do wish too. That would make us so
it.
trendy. Number three, I don't think we would be able to guess. Kali Uchis. So all the sexy mamas be
I
listening to
know.
us.
Those are the sexy mamas
Yeah, for reals. They're like, I read a
that listen to her.
tweet
It's like
once.
the Latina baddies that
Yeah.
listen to her.
They're like, Kali Uchis is like Lana Del Rey for girls who shower.
Stop.
Number four is Kendrick Lamar, so still respectable, still. Number five, though, guess what? The number five artist that people listen to. Of our audience,
It bad?
it's
Do
not
I like them?
no, I don't think you like them. I think
I
you
don't.
like some of their music, and maybe you were a fan of an album of theirs, but I don't think that you currently are a
Oh.
fan.
Is it
Taylor
Lana Del?
Swift.
Oh, okay. I was gonna say Lana Del Rey. Taylor Swift. Interesting.
No, I don't think the Lana Del. I think the Lana Del Rey gang thinks we're cringe, probably.
Yeah.
Yeah, But yeah, so
Oh,
you
so
Taylor's.
that's very interesting information.
Yeah, the number four ones I could kind of see coming. I mean, maybe not so much Kali Uchi's because I don't think we're a sexy brand, but you know, shout out to the sexy folks who listen to us. And then so all of our recommendations for books, it sh shows you what the top audiobooks is for people who listen to us. And number four on that list is Parable of the Sower. So people who listen to us,
Oh,
they go listen to
they,
Parable.
because of us, because we
Yeah.
recommended it. Just
Yeah.
kidding. Maybe. What's number one, though? Is it just like a random book you don't know?
No, it's a book I actually own. Number one is Harriet Tubman Live in Concert by Bob the Drag Queen, which is
Okay.
it's a story about like Harriet Tubman, you know, comes back to life and she like sets off to make like a hip opera, you know, in concert and tells like history or something like that. Number two is A House of My Mother by Cherie Franke. I've never heard of this person.
I've never heard of that.
And number three is The Service Berry, Abundance and Reciprocity in the Natural World, which
Okay, I don't
I
know
see
any
that.
of these.
And number five is Perras de Reserva, Dalia de la Cerda.
I'm currently reading
Shut
that.
up.
Yes, it's so good. So that's cool. I didn't even
Yeah.
know there was an audiobook. That's cool.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, fuck Spotify. Fully. They sent us this. Yeah.
Awesome. Awesome. Shout out to all our listeners.
Yeah, for reals. Thank you for making this like, you know, we didn't know what we would be coming back to. And the fact that y'all still listen to us and that for a lot of you guys, like we're the number one podcast, that is wild.
Yes, thank you for listening to us. And shout out to me and you for being
Yeah.
consistent this year.
Yeah. 34 episodes, you know, with like, you know, at least
34?
34 episodes plus we did like a bunch of bonus episodes. So I would say something more like 40, 42. So we only skip like, first of all, I don't think we did January. So out of the 52 weeks, we only missed like about 8 weeks overall. So
Right. Okay.
yeah, that was incredible. Shout out to you too. And shout out to us for making a decision to really do it live and not to edit anymore. Because honestly, that was holding us back just because
Yeah.
I'm not a good editor. Like, that's not, I mean, I know how to do it now, but I'm so slow. And shout out to
Yeah.
also
It's
podcasts.
like we're always gonna be just like DIY bullshit up in here. Just
Yeah. For real.
like if
Unless.
we had our own studio and money and time, you know, we could do all that, but we don't. So
Yeah, remember
quality, it's
quality content.
quality.
Remember, we're the first socially distanced podcast that still
Yeah. Yes, which is a big thing. It's a big
Yeah.
thing.
But yeah, shout out. And now for the last topics of the year. So two things, we have been out for most of December, and so we haven't been able to talk about the University of Oklahoma student, Samantha Fulnecki, who was tasked with reading an essay about like gender in her like gender and sexuality class in psych as part of her psychology major. And instead of responding to the article, this girl goes on to respond as part of her homework that like she doesn't agree with the article because God made women to be women and men to be men, and that women are have a natural draw to do girly things, like, you know, serve their man and, you know, raise a family, and that it's just a natural instinct, and that, you know, the thought of like expanding, you know, and I think I'm even using more advanced terminology that she used here, but basically like the thought of straying any in any which way from like this traditional man provider, man manly, woman, you know, stays at home and gathers and takes care of the children. Like anything of that is like, you know, against God, and she doesn't agree with it. Like, mind you, that her being in college, period, even goes against this belief. But she responded like that to this article, and her Professor Kurth, I believe is their name, didn't give them points, and mainly because they didn't respond to the fucking article. And it, even the professor even noted, like, it's not because you have these beliefs, it's because you literally did not respond to the article, and you do not answer the questions, and your essay contradicts themselves, and you don't have any empirical evidence. Like, you didn't even do, when you write about an article, to prove that you read it, you have to cite the sources. Like, even if, like, that's an article, that you were meant to write that said something like, water is blue, but only when sardines swim in it, or whatever. If you write about that, you have to be like, in the article titled blah blah blah, in page two, or this paragraph, it quoted that saying that sardines make water blue. I don't agree with that because, and you have to, like, quote that and, like, give a page number, at the very least. And this person did not even do that bare minimum. Like, it was all like, God is good, and, like, he made women because we were supposed to have babies. And when the teacher gave Fulnecki the bad grade, Fulnecki reported the teacher, the professor, to the University of Oklahoma, and they put the professor on administrative leave, and didn't count the assignment towards the student's grade. Something to note here is that the student was part of the Turning Point USA organization that is in their university campus. And for you guys that don't remember Turning Point USA, that was the organization created by Charlie Kirk of not Fulnecki fame, who that their main thing was to go to campuses and, like, spread, like, conspiracy theories and, like, conservative bigoted propaganda. So that, oh, before I forget, another important part of this case, this girl, Samantha Fulnecki's mom, was a lawyer for the January 6th people.
Full circle. Long ago was this happened? Like a few weeks ago, right?
Yeah,
I
it happened
feel
a month ago.
a month.
Though,
It's
no, like
been.
on at the end of November. November.
Oh, okay.
And actually, but actually, the University of Oklahoma just released, like, today that they relieved the professor of, like, their duties. Like, they're no longer allowed to teach. Yeah. And this girl has been going on, like, a talking spree, like, doing the talking
Like,
circuit.
yeah, like Kyle Rittenhouse, those
Yeah.
type of, white kids that do something and then they get a bunch of money on GoFundMe or like speaking tours and books and deals and all this bullshit. And her essay was like so bad. Aside from like not even citing and, you know what I mean? Like following the instructions. Like she's like she just writes I don't know, like she's in middle school. And that's like no shade to the middle schoolers. That's just like, girl, okay. But we always know like white kids don't have to try, you know? They don't have to try at anything. They're used to like being patted on the back and like supported and told that they're amazing when they are not.
Yeah.
But it is bullshit that now this professor is fired, and it's obviously it's because she trans. Is it sorry, she, or do we know?
She they,
She
yeah.
they, right?
Yeah.
Like I just feel so terrible, and I think like obviously it's an attack on trans people, right? But it's also like this thing of like trans people holding these types of jobs, right? Because we want, I think, when it's like we don't want to see, not me, but
Yeah,
like come on, not
Cassandra.
me, but like right wingers, right? Like they don't want to see trans people, period. They don't want them to exist in public spaces, but they absolutely do not want them to be in positions like professors, teachers, doctors, right? Like where it's like, yes, like where you actually have interaction with trans people, because like I think we've said it a lot on this podcast, like a lot of people don't. Unless, like, a lot of people don't even that are transphobic or have like a disdain or malice for like trans people have never even met a trans person before. Like everything that they see is this, these things that they read online, right? Or that they see on the news. And like seeing trans people in these positions, like in these careers, like I think normalizes trans. I don't know, normalizes trans people is like a fucked up thing to say. Sorry. What I'm trying to say is like, I don't, you know what I'm trying to say? Like that they're just like everyday people that are just fucking regular people that have regular ass jobs, just like everybody else. You know what I mean? And so it's like fucked up that this like trans professor now is out of a fucking job. You know what I mean? It's like obviously it's intentional, but it's like I feel like double intentional. Like, no, like you cannot be in this position because this is like for cis people only. Because then people have to respect you. And like now you have some kind of authority, right? And like are visible in the university and academia. Like all of that, like it's so fucked up. It's like fucked up.
It's lessening the spaces where trans people are allowed to exist, right? And
Yeah, and like the only jobs I feel, because a lot of trans people can't work. They can't even work at, like again, like at fast food or restaurants or like any job without sometimes without of these like restrictions, right? On like, I don't know, like paperwork or IDs or like even respecting that trans person's like pronouns, like it just, you know what I mean? So like it's hard for trans people to work. And to have housing and to have access to healthcare, to have anything, you know what I mean? And this is just like another, just the continuation of attacks on trans people.
It goes on with the same like bullshit mentality that, wants to get rid of gender neutral restrooms and wants to ban trans people from restrooms. Like, it's controlling people's bodies, it's controlling people's access to a public life. And I mean, the jobs for trans people are already so limited because of having to deal with harassment, having to deal with discrimination. Like, I could, and like this kid, full Necky,
Which is like the
like
worst. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I don't think anyone that has that last name is listening to us, but if you do, I'm sorry. But it's just I can't take that last name seriously. And then I in like together with like Charlie Kirk is even funnier. But
I mean, I keep saying it because it is fucking funny, and it is like so like ironic that like this kid from fucking Turning Point USA, who's in the news now, has a full Necky, but their hero does not. Like, that is so hilarious to me. I'm just like, this is now like a, what I call it, like a grift essentially for any little conservative white kid or any conservative kid at this point. They'll probably cheer on anybody who just like wants to make a like a public point for themselves. Because immediately the speaking engagement started, right? It's kind of like that Riley Gaines person who, who's like the image of like, of people like of cis women against trans women in sports, because she lost first, fifth place, fifth fucking place to a trans girl. Mind you, like there was a, like just this year alone, a trans girl who was not allowed to participate in sports, like, she like died by suicide because of all the discrimination she was facing. Like, it's when you limit where someone can exist in public, it leads to isolation. It leads to like not wanting to exist. Like, this is when the world doesn't want you to exist. Sometimes, like, that leads people into dark places, and there's that type of shit that they want like us to do. But yeah, the full Necky person is following the Riley Gaines grift. And I bet you, like, with her mom, that January 6th lawyer, like, they probably planned this whole shit out because, this professor is on Rate Your Professor. They had a fine enough score there. You know what the class is about going in it. So like you knew you wanted to like make a stink about shit going in it. Yeah, the same goes for
What
all.
class was it?
It
Do we
was like,
know?
yes, let me
Because,
check.
like, yeah, because I have thoughts about something like you. I don't know. I feel like a lot of the times you can obviously see who your professor is going to be. And if you don't like it, then you should have removed yourself from that class.
Oh, she even calls trans identities demonic.
Yeah, I think. Yeah, I
Graduates
think
a
I saw
college
that.
student. Mel Curtis. Da-da-da. So I'm trying to find the exact class, but it was like a psychology class. And it's funny because Turning Point USA even like published that kid's article. And like thinking that they were gonna like prove something, but it just makes them look fucking worse. I can't find the exact class.
Okay, but
But
I
it
mean, yeah, I feel like you've been in this class all semester.
Yeah.
yeah, like you said, it feels like planned. It's so goofy, but also infuriating for the trans professor, obviously, not for this bitch. This is in Ohio, right?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Well, what's the difference?
I don't know. God, I forgot how bad it was. Like whatever I said earlier about how bad it was, just
Yeah, I
it's
read
worse.
it.
It's worse.
It's just bad. It's just so like,
Oh.
girl, you're in fucking college. Like, get it together.
And
And
you
if
know.
you're gonna write like that, like, don't be a fucking dickhead. You know what I mean? It's
Yeah.
like, I'm not trying to shit on anyone that does write like that. That's why you're in school. But it's like, if you're gonna be a fucking dickhead, like, and obviously, people can see how you write. I would be embarrassed if I was her, honestly.
Yeah, I don't think the classes on this article that I'm looking at from Them magazine, who also the reporting on this was such shitty that like I'm only trying to go to like the queer sources. There's also like an attack on like DEI, which it's like part of the Trump administration's ongoing push for removing people of color and marginalized people from not only the workforce, but specifically academia. And it feeds into this narrative that like academia is like this like liberal like paradise when like that is like super not the truth. Like academia mirrors like the voters of the middle class and upper classes. Most colleges at least, because like who can get there? Like, who can pay for that shit? Like, who can succeed in that? It's usually people who have resources through this thing, right? So usually when you go to college, you meet people like that. Like, God. Oof. Yeah, Turning Point USA. They out here doing stupid shit. And like the cult,
Erica, what's her name? Erica
Erica
Kirk.
Kirk.
I'm sick of this bitch.
Yeah.
Every day she's like doing some WWE fucking firework, and then the glittery outfit she wear, like, it's just the whole thing. Like, girl, your man just fucking died. This is like the first holidays that you're spending without your husband. You know what
Yeah.
I mean? Without the father. Like, where are your kids? And like, it's just like, oh my fucking God. That's like all these people are, is like grifters, all of them. Like, that's all they fucking do. That's all they fucking do. It's ridiculous.
Well, she was not,
But
yeah.
yeah.
She was not going to make it as a psychologist or a fucking writer. So, next best thing is to be a fucking grifter. And now that I'm thinking about it, like, as I was reading through like where this was reported and shit, like, gotta lost my train of thought. But yes, she's not gonna like they go to college to make a splash to then, just do the grifting, a la, Erica Kirk now, who like you said, it's gonna be your first Christmas without your husband, and you out here and, hot leather pants hugging up on JD Vance and Donald Trump, and oh God. Fireworks every time you show up anywhere. That's what sets me like that is what's wild to me. It's just like she really thinks she's in her own Beyonce concert.
She's like, this is my chance. This is my
Yeah.
chance. I need to, take advantage of my husband's murder. Of my husband's a murderer.
Oh God. Oh, the who she forgave, let I remind everybody.
Oh yes. And then we never even heard anything after, like, about the guy that they caught. Like, they just were like all about the trans roommate bullshit, and then that's it.
Yeah.
And he still hasn't confessed.
No, he was
Like,
from a right-wing family, so like it's not convenient to keep harping on him. Right? Like that reminds me, not only was he like right-wing, but if I'm not mistaken, he was one of like Nick Fuentes' followers. The same guy who's like who didn't think Charlie Kirk was far right enough and who some suspect is actually a closet case. That's neither here nor there.
absolutely.
And who like is like super anti-Semitic, and yet the Stop Anti-Semitism group did not name Nick Fuentes as part of their like annual anti-Semites list. Instead, they had smoke for fucking Miss Rachel out of all people, who all Miss Rachel keeps saying is like, stop killing kids, please. Like, that's where we fucking are. But so
But yes.
she was so ready, this full necky person, and that she even provided a copy of her essay not only to Turning Point USA but to the Oklahoman, which is like a local newspaper. So this is a coordinated attack, and so this is all shit that people are planning to do. Yeah, and this also follows after a professor earlier this year was fired after a student confronted the instructor over teaching issues related to gender identity in a class on children's literature. Like,
That was that in Texas, no?
yeah, that was at Texas A&M.
Yeah.
Like, and just in case there's any confusion, this is at a college where they're teaching a class on children's literature. Like, oh my God. You have to understand how to fucking read basic themes, y'all. Like, this is also a fucking. This is also what happens when people don't read. Like, but that's a whole other bit. Just remember to read, kids. I know that you guys are apparently reading, so tell everybody in your neighborhood to go to the library. Shit.
They are reading. They are reading. Congrats to you all.
Yeah. But you know who's not reading? Nicki Minaj.
I
What did Nicki Minaj do this week,
oh,
Cassandra?
Jesus. You know, it's so embarrassing. I say this every time Nicki Minaj does something, and how my birth chart and her birth chart placements are very similar, and it's I'm like, why? Like, our big threes are the same, mine and Nicki Minaj, and I hate it, but it must be the rest of her chart, because yeah. And then okay, I'm like, and then during Sagittarius season too, that's like why.
Yeah, but what did Nicki Minaj do?
But well, first we did talk a little, like a few episodes back, about how she spoke at
Oh,
the
yeah.
White House, Pentagon, no, White House, about the attack of Christians in Nigeria that we talked about, which was like a whole mess. And then
Yeah.
now, skipping to like forward a few weeks, to yesterday, I think she was Erica Kirk, speaking of Erica Kirk, like guest on, I guess they're do I don't even know, because every time I don't even know what these things are. I don't know if she's doing like appearances or like, I don't know if this is like events that she like, I don't know that
Yeah,
not that,
they're
I
like
don't know if that's like a different,
conventions.
they're conventions, but it's like, has she had guests before? Like, why is this like the first time she invites someone on these little, like, I don't even know what the fuck. Like I said, every time I see this bitch, she's just like coming out WWE style. I don't know, you know, whatever. So she's like on a speaking tour. Let's just say that. I don't know. Turning Point speaking tour. I don't know. But Nicki Minaj was her guest. And I intentionally have not even clicked on the videos because, like, it just, I'm so annoyed and disgusted, and not even disgusted in a like, oh, I'm so disappointed, I cannot believe she did this. It's just like annoying. Like, it's just like, you're, what the fuck are you even doing? You know,
Yeah.
like, it just pisses me off. And I'm not even, like I said, it's not even coming from like a fan point of her disappointing me. I'm just like, what the fuck are you doing? What the fuck are you doing, girl?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I know that one of the clips that I keep seeing a lot is that she said, oh, and sorry, before this, so there's a little context. I guess she was also fighting with the governor of California,
Gavin Newsom, yeah.
Gavin Newsom. I don't know how that started, or do you?
Yes, because Gavin Newsom, in a rare W, said that he would protect trans kids, essentially. And Nicki Minaj called him gross for that, saying that like who even thinks about trans kids? Like not even trans adults would like advocate for trans kids or something like that, or like run a campaign on trans kids. She called Gavin Newsom a weirdo for caring about trans children.
Okay. So yeah, I didn't know if there was more than that. So then she goes on, I don't know if Erica Kirk is like, I'm assuming she's like asking her questions, or they're just having a some kind of fucking conversation. Like, I don't really know why, in what context she said that this, not that it matters, but she said something about like, if you're a boy, then you should just be a boy. There's
Yeah.
nothing wrong with being a boy. And
Yeah.
it's obviously she's talking about trans people, talking about trans children, you know. So I have, like I said, I haven't like want have been wanting to see this video. These are just like the little clips that I guess people keep saying that she has said. She also said something about
Yeah.
how she has the utmost respect for President Trump. And then
She called him
I think one of
handsome
the,
too.
yeah, one of the questions that she asked her, because like, I don't know why you would ask her this question, but it's like, she's, oh no, it was like, what advice do you have for young men or some shit like that? And she's like, oh, like you should be more like Trump and less like Newsom, some shit like that. So she's just saying this, they're gonna stand for Christians everywhere, you know, just like corny shit like that. But I haven't seen the video. Have you?
Yeah, I've seen like, and I've
I
pieced
don't know why I
together
yelled
clips
that. Sorry, I felt it was really loud.
without watching the actual Turning Point USA thing, just because I don't want to give them the views. But yeah, it's cringy to see like someone who was so well respected just fall like this. Like there was no reason for her to do all this, like. Unless, like that, you know, not unless, but I mean, it just shows that that's where her morals have been this whole time, essentially. And I'm reminded of, like, you know, how she reacted after Pulse when her followers were asking her to, like, comment on the situation. And she would like tweets that were like, you know, Queen Nikki doesn't have to talk about things that she doesn't want to, and like basically giving her like a pass for like ignoring that her fans were in pain, right? This is someone who has built their career off of like LGBT folks, right? Out of Black LGBT ho folks primarily, and to like not care when their community was attacked is wild. So she was called out for that. And that's part of her history. Now she's like And even after a few days after, people like every, you know, people were covering and like dragging her for not speaking up when, you know, every other pop star that has like a gay fan base was doing like you know, sending condolences to the victims of Pulse. She like quoted the Bible and said that you can't make me go against my beliefs. And so I know that for me, that's kind of where I saw her true colors and just let it go. But she's been losing public favor, you know, ever since a bunch of things like her attacking every female rapper with particular, you know, venom for Megan Thee Stallion. Her defending her pedophile brother, who is currently in jail for, you know, raping a child, and for it also she's fallen out of favor for the fact that her husband is like a convicted like pedophile too, like he served time for sexually abusing somebody. He served a long time for sex with a minor. And so she has this like history that people have been, you know, finding out and she's been leaving her for. But I think this today, like after having that convention with Erica Kirk and, you know, saying all sorts of crazy shit, like out of nowhere, she t starts talking about how, like, you know, black women have to stop bullying white women about their looks and that they need to get confidence on their own without t attacking white women.
Wait,
To,
she said this to black women?
yeah,
She said this
during,
in, at the turning point
yeah,
thing?
at the turning point thing, where like there are no, there, I doubt that there's like a substantial population of black women at this convention. So this was just to be fucking racist and align with like,
What in response to like what question?
God fucking knows. She doesn't fucking need a reason for this shit. But yeah, like all of this from somebody who was like once untouchable. It is, you know, I'm not even surprised. I think that like 21-year-old me would have been really heartbroken, but by now I'm just like, yeah, that's kind of, I kind of expected that at this point.
Yeah, like I said, it's I'm not even that like I mean, even before I wasn't a big Nicki Minaj fan, I liked her music, like some of her songs, but obviously I'm not like a Barb or like even like her Emma enough on that level. So like it doesn't hurt, you know, like I said, I'm not disappointed or anything like that. But like you said, it's like it's been kind of building and building for a while. It's like Gwen Stefani. You know
Oh,
what I mean?
God.
Like where it's like everyone's like, I'm so shocked. And I'm like, are you? Because she's kind of been like this since the 90s. It's just like, you know, people, I mean, and it's not even like they're a good comparison. Like, you know what I mean? Like there's two separate people, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah,
I feel like Nicki Minaj is more, I don't want to say is more fucked up, like they're both trash, but it's because of Nicki Minaj, like you were saying, like her fan base. Like you are the reason you are fucking relevant. I don't know any person that's like still fucking with Nicki Minaj after, especially right like after this, because it's like again, it's there's a buildup here, an escalation. But I feel like this is the moment where it's like, okay, mask is off. You know, and I was like searching because like I, you know, when you Twitter shows you know what I mean, like things like at like. Tweets pertaining to what you look for. So like, I don't
Yeah.
want to start getting a bunch of like Barb's Nicki Minaj accounts, but I was trying to see, I don't know, like what her fans were saying about all this, like her actual fans, right? And I feel like not all, but a lot of them were kind of like still kind of fucking with it. Like, I
Yeah.
feel like they were. Like, oh no, this isn't transphobic. Like you
Oh,
guys are
sh.
putting words in her
Yeah.
mouth. What's wrong with her saying? But like they were still defending it.
Yeah.
And like I like it's just it's a it's sad. It's sad.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a substantial contingent of them that are still defending it.
Like, it's wild. They're just, I mean, it's not wild. That's what fans are wanting. Yeah. Losers like that. But I don't know. Oh, and also there was like this thing going around of how Charlie Kirk had said that Nicki Minaj was a bad influence on black girls.
Oh God, did he
Well,
say?
sorry, a bad role model for black girls. That pretty much like fuck Nicki Minaj and.
That's so funny because there's those release tweets that Candace Owens put out there that like name
Yeah, he
him.
was a fan of hers
Yeah.
at the same time. So, I
Yeah.
mean, all of these people are fake and grifters and
Yeah.
opportunists on top of being racist and terrible fucking humans. So,
Oh Lord. God, you reminded me that a fucking Gwen Stefani, like, yeah, that didn't come out of nowhere. But still sucked to see. But oh God, with Nikki, I was a really big fan. Like, I was a fan of her since she started, basically. I went to like I saw her when she opened for Britney. I had a meet and greet ticket to see her. Just to like name a few things. Like, I was in it for her. So it sucks that, it's been a decade coming. But I think, yeah, we've reached the point of no return with her. And yeah, that's kind of it. I'm trying to think of any other like artist that made a hard right pivot successfully. And no, it always flops because they think that they are like, cashing in, or that's where the public overall is going. But no, like these like conservative or like far right pivots are always like out of fear, and they don't last because people eventually come to their senses. So Sydney Sweeney learned that the hard way this year, and Nikki might learn this the hard way too. There is no coming back from this. And yeah, that is it for this topic. Before we go, the next season will kick off in the new year, and just kind of want to give y'all a rundown. Cassandra is going to be taking some time off as her schedule sees fit, and I'll just be carrying it on my own or with a guest every now and then. And Cassandra can. She'll jump in on whenever she can.
Yes. That's where we're at right now. If anything changes, of course, we'll let you all know. I am taking some time for my mental health, but also just obviously, most importantly, because I'm a mother. And yeah, I don't know. We obviously hope that you all stick around for next year, and we know that you will because I believe in you guys. I
Yeah.
do. I feel like you're the only reason we're like still making these recordings
Yeah,
because
she.
of the, like your comments and your obviously we can see our listeners and stuff, especially with what we talked about in the beginning, like the actual stats, you know what I mean? That many people like still listen, especially after it, like in season one, which was like over the span of like when we started in like a few years, it was so inconsistent. And like we kind of just like fell off and like came back, and like y'all were still here this year listening to us. So I know you'll stick around, but yeah, please do.
Yeah. All right, y'all. See you soon. Take
Bye.
care. Bye.